Hello, Gothamites, and welcome to Zero Year Podcast, where I have no idea what I'm talking about, and I'm learning some Batman along the way. I am your host, Ty. Before we get to questions or our amateur analysis of this chapter, you can follow me over at Zero Year Podcast on Twitter, or you can follow me personally at Stillbug Daddy. Again, if you hear the beeping, I need to replace the batteries in the fire alarms. So my apologies for that. But before we do get started, we do have a question of the day. It comes once again and always from that guy, Garrick, who asked, if you could beat one Batman villain, who would it be and how would you do it? I feel like this is somewhat... it's not going to be simple. First off, I hate riddles, but I'm going to choose the Riddler because he is the one person that would cause me to break my one rule and I would shoot and kill him. No more riddles and everything is solved and perfectly fine. But today we are talking about Batman Year 1, Chapter 3, aka Batman 406, which is written by, once again, Frank Miller, penciled and inked by David Mazzucchelli, colored by Richmond Lewis, and lettered by Tom Klein, also edited by Dennis O'Neill. This issue came out in April of 1987, and this chapter takes place from April 4th to June 6th. Some trivia and notes for you folks. This issue is the earliest chronological appearance of Selina Kyle as Catwoman. There you go. There's the note. Some more trivia includes, in this issue, James Gordon starts feeling attracted to Sarah Essen. Shame on you, Gordon. Shame. And his relation with his wife, Barbara, begins to crumble. The idea of Batman using a sonar device attracts bats to his location was later used in the movie Batman Begins, which I actually made note of. Gordon and Essen are shown at a diner named Hopper's in a panel framed staged to homage the famous Nighthawks painting by Edward Hopper. I don't know why I went Hopper. Edward Hopper. This is also framed by Matt Reeves in The Batman, if you were paying very close attention when you were watching that. The tagline for this issue is, they've got him cornered. They've got him outnumbered. They've got him trapped. They're in trouble. And also, 2 years before the release of this issue, the Philadelphia Police Department had similarly bombed a residential home with a helicopter during the course of an armed standoff with a militant anarcho-primitivist group called MOVE. Is that like because they wouldn't get out, so they called themselves MOVE? Anyway... That's fascinating. And in this one, we do have a very, very short synopsis because, well, this chapter is somewhat short in the context we're dealing with. Flaming piles of debris drop down on top of the Batman as Gotham City SWAT team firebombs the derelict apartment building. Flammable materials within his utility belt begin to explode. Batman finds an electrical cover and uses it to mask his presence. A ground crew enters the building and begins sifting through the rubble. Batman lures them into a lower section of the building and traps them. Before preparing his escape, Batman uses a remote device to signal a massive flock of bats from the Batcave. The swarm of bats descends on the area, giving Batman a chance to use them for cover to mask his escape. Several police squad cars attempt to follow the bat swarm, one of which even drives off Gotham Pier. Dozens of bystanders, including Selina Kyle, are forced to get the rabies vaccination. Later, Jim Gordon consults with Sarah Essen over the Batman issue. Sarah suspects that the Batman may, in fact, be Bruce Wayne. Wayne has an alibi, however, citing that he was skiing in Switzerland during the recent incident. Gordon walks Essen home and the two share a romantic embrace. So lovely. So lovely cheating, you know what I mean? Gotta make Gordon a flawed character. Jim instantly feels guilty knowing that his pregnant wife is home waiting for him. and Gotham's East End, Selina Kyle decides to go into a different line of work. She punches out her pimp Stan and takes Holly with her. She fashions a costume for herself and becomes Catwoman for the first time. Now, general thoughts on this chapter. I want to say that it felt short, but I will say that I felt like it was long. The action sequence with Batman and the SWAT team in the apartment building is some really, really cool stuff. He uses smoke pellets. He uses four bat darts against like a team of 12, and he has to be more so efficient than he's ever been thus far. And he also takes kindly to this cat, in which a SWAT team member almost shoots the cat, comes back to actually haunt him because Batman finds out. He's like, "You're the one who shot the cat," and beats his ass. And all of that stuff is good. But once we get to Gordon and Essen, I feel like it takes this, not weird turn, but this like long and almost uninspiring turn. I honestly could care less about this. I do have a gripe with not Gordon being a flawed character per se, but Gordon, them choosing Gordon to cheat on his pregnant wife, because if there's anybody altruistic when it comes to like the idea or concept of like justice, I feel like personally it would be James Gordon when it comes to right and wrong, and right and wrong insofar that it ruins his marriage. And kind of like how they hinted at in The Dark Knight Rises, you know, he was so pent up after the Harvey Dent thing that his wife basically took the kids and left. And I feel like that's more so my understanding of Jim Gordon, rather than him cheating on his wife, his very pregnant wife. I don't feel like that's him cheating is like a character flaw, more say. It's just a predicament to stick him in this book, instead of really forcing him to choose between like legal or ethical or when it comes to the justice system choices when it comes to that, and forcing him to face his philosophy head on. He's more so doing it at home against a character that we simply know is just pregnant. And it's not that like I take offense to that. I just find it, I don't like the choice in particular, because it does nothing for the story, in my opinion. Nothing at all. I will say that the color here is some really good popping, some really good red. It's really good popping. Like, no shit, that's what color does. But there's some, again, the yellow backdrop makes an appearance with a scorch of black bats painting over the top of it. And I really feel like David Mazzucchelli creates those really bright backgrounds in order to sweep these dark colors across it to make them pop, or to just simply juxtapose them in different panels. I do feel like David's art is the best when everything's a fiery blaze of infernos, and it really makes Batman pop on the scene. Or using, for example, different colored cats to pop the bright blue of Selina Kyle's nighttime crib, you know. So there's still some really stuff, good stuff here. I do not like Batman's outfit again. I think it's still silly, and I still think it, like, I don't know, it feels like Adam West to me. Also, a very interesting choice. After Batman escapes and the bats are basically following him, and showing panels of individuals getting rabies shots, it basically goes to black and white, like this noir, like perspective from Gordon, where it feels like a certain amount of time has passed. So I'm going to assume, and that's why I have it here in my notes, that this chapter begins on March 11th, because that's when the building blows up. So after that black and white panel, the noir panel, it kind of goes to June 9th. So March 11th to June 9th. So it's like Gordon is monologuing over the passing of time, which had been quite a long time. And from there, it's basically Gordon in the black of his eyes, holding his gun, regretting his life. And the very last panel, which I found was very, very powerful. And again, it's juxtaposing and comparing to his earlier monologue when he was talking about shooting the guy in the head and blowing the guy's chest open. I actually feel like this is foreshadowing, because I feel like Frank Miller is actually setting this up quite well here. And now he's gone from, well, I have to do it because it's my duty, to I don't know what I'm doing, almost like suicidal. So this is what it says. It says, "And right now I should be talking to her, Barbara, begging her to forgive me." And this is a beautiful spread. And the spread is just their bed covers, which is like this natural green with some swans and trees on it. And Barbara is sleeping with her belly out, and Gordon's got the gun in his hand while he's wearing his little skivvies. It says, "Right now I should be begging to talk, begging, blah, 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 round three. And right now I should be talking to her, begging her to forgive me for the baby in her stomach and the way that I'm thinking about Essen. That's right. Call her Essen. Forget how she felt, how her body and lips felt. Barbara, I should talk to her. I shouldn't be thinking not about Sergeant Essen and not about the Batman. He's a criminal. I'm a cop. It's that simple. But I'm not a cop in a city where the mayor and commissioner of police use cops as hired killers. He saved that woman. He saved that cat. And even paid for the suit. That's right. He wound up stealing a 3-piece suit and left money behind. And he says at the very bottom, the hunk of metal in my hand is heavier than ever." And I don't know if this is him being suicidal or the gun being representative of like justice in this case. And it feels like his moral restraints are ever waning, and whether what he's doing is all for naught and even has any meaning, just period. So I'm really curious, like, as to see what's going to happen in the final chapter to kind of bring that to a close. Also, we do get the first Catwoman, very reminiscent of early days Long Halloween Catwoman. I think that's somewhat a sequel to this, kind of. I know The Dark Knight Returns kind of has to be, I feel like, maybe, right? If you know, you let me know, because otherwise, I have no idea. So those are my thoughts on chapter 3. Short, sweet, and simple, as always. I'm really excited to get into chapter 4. I said I would do Batman Imposter. I'm going to hold off and wait till this is done, because I have this thing where if I look at my feed and I see chapter 1, chapter 2, Batman Imposter, chapter 3, chapter 4, it drives me insane. So I'm going to cover that afterwards. I know there's a lot of people who have bought it or maybe want to hear an opinion on it, or nobody wants to hear an opinion on it. It really doesn't matter. I'm going to upload that episode after the fact. And I have also just splurged on an absolute ridiculous amount on Batman comics. New 52 Batman, I bought both Scott Snyder's omnibuses. And I already have the like deluxe edition that collects the issues from the other Bat Family issues, that kind of just melds the Court of Owls into like one coherent story. I think I have Death in the Family, and I collected the entire Rebirth run, and I also collected James Morrison's run on Omnibus, all three volumes, and I am fishing for more. I also bought the Detective comic, I think it's Timian, that was recommended to me, so I got volume one just to see what that's about, and also I was recommended Batman and Robin by somebody. Apparently that's like I don't know if that's a companion piece to Morrison's work, but I have no idea. Also, I got Final Crisis, because why the hell not? Because, you know, everybody needs more Morrison. I read it once and it confused the other living shit out of me, and I thought, this is so insane that I'm going to have to read this 10 times over, I feel like. I think I got it like 100 pages in, and I was like, man, this is absolutely bonkers. So those are my thoughts on chapter three. If you've read chapter three, if you read this book, let me know what you think. I'm curious to see what you think. I saw somebody on my Twitter feed the other day saying this is probably the best Batman what do we want to call this? This isn't a graphic novel. Best four-issue collection there is. And I am prone to somewhat agree. Like, I haven't, my Batman comics have been limited thus far, but, like, it would be the Dark Knight Returns, Court of Owl, and this for me. I'm getting adjusted to older art, and Frank Miller's writing is very specific, and I feel like it's more concentrated here than some of his other works, so I'm really enjoying it thus far. So with that being said, stay out of the shadows, or Pattinson, or this Batman is going to beat your ass.